broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Happy holidays from
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The rock goes on.
Paul Atkinson on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Come on, Mel. How about put it a cracker?
Having a look at you, darling. I think I already have. Get it?
I haven't had this much fun since Two Little Boys was number one. If my friends could see me now, how do I look?
Ridiculous.
You little tease. A dance, Kimberly?
How long is that exactly?
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
together now.
Voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra la 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 la.
How you getting on then?
I've got to rig it out of my head, mate.
Haven't you got any plates, then?
No, I've got a wrap around my little finger.
Oh, that sounds painful. Has she got any friends?
Well, she has, yeah, but she wouldn't have any left if I introduced you, would she?
I feel like a spare bit of Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Green and surrounded by pricks.
Come on, Mellipots, let's get on with it.
Here's trouble.
Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Get lost, Grim. Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Root beer, anyone?
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
There's plenty of pumpkin pie left, by the way.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Do you mind, Melvin?
Everyone's dancing merrily in the new
Let's do it again! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Strength.
5.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Yep, never did it with a pumpkin pie.
Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, everyone! Welcome to Merseyland Alternative Radio. It's Christmas night, possibly one of the most boring nights of the year. So, I hope you've all had a good day. Does Santa come? Did you see a sack all over your living room floor? Hope you made them tidy it up. Well, Paul Atkinson's with you through till 10 o'clock on this Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve? God, I've lost a day. It's Christmas night. And I thought, this is one of the most boring nights of the year often. You know, the kids hopefully are asleep by now or being sick in the bathroom if they've had too much to eat. you're probably feeling like sleeping it off a little bit now, so I thought we'll get together tonight, have a little bit of fun on the radio. We've got a few prank calls to play tonight. Arnold Schwarzenegger's popping in, Bart Simpson, even Judge Judy's here on Christmas night on MAR. We'll play some of your favourite Christmas songs, such as Mel and Kim, which just played, and generally just have a few strange Christmas stories and a bit of fun tonight, eh? What do you reckon, guys? Don't forget, you can email in for requests or dedications at mar@rock.com, or you can text us on 07504 464 678, or we're on Facebook at MAR Pirates. So Christmas 2012, hope you're on the good list, eh, guys? But so we'll have a bit more music now, and we'll get into some more of the Christmas fun momentarily. Sonia there on Miss Land Alternative Radio Christmas night, Paul Larson with you through until 10 o'clock. You ready for some fun, guys?
Radio.
You know what, you can't have Christmas without listening to that track, can you, Wham? And Last Christmas on Merseyland Alternative Radio. It is Christmas night. So now at 9:15 now. Has the Christmas dinner finally gone down? I bet you're well into the ale by now, aren't you? And Paul Atkinson's here. Jackie Frost has banned the ale. The cider's okay, but she's banned the ale tonight. And anyway, we're having a little bit of fun on your radio. So, did Santa arrive at your house? That's what I want to know. Well, if he did, you're one of the lucky ones. US scientists have calculated that Santa would have to visit 822 homes a second to deliver the world's Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, travelling at over 650 miles a second. Robins on cards were a joke. 150 years ago, postmen wore red tunics and were named after them. And although now mostly vegetarian, in Victorian times, mince pies were made of minced beef and spices. I've always wondered why it was called mince meat. That explains it. Anyway, the tradition of putting tangerines in stockings comes from the 12th century French nuns who left stockings full of fruit, nuts and tangerines at the houses of the poor. And despite the tale of the three wise men paying homage to baby Jesus, the Bible never actually gives the number. Matthew's Gospel simply refers to three wise men. And carols began as an old English custom called wassailing, toasting neighbours to a long life. I tell you what, I wouldn't have a long life if I went carol singing. I'd get pelted with those tangerines to go away, I think. Merseyland Alternative Radio Christmas night. Hope you're having a great, great, great Christmas with all your friends and family. And don't forget, this is the only place you need to be for your entertainment for the rest of the night. You can text us on 07504 464 678. Go on, you could use that new phone you got for Christmas. That's if you can work it, yes. You can email us at mar@rock.com or you can contact us on Facebook at MAR Pirates. Welcome into Christmas on MAR.
You are listening to Paul Atkinson on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Supergrass, they're feeling alright this Christmas. MAR, Chris de Burg next, the spaceman came travelling, and after that we might try putting in a bit of a prank call through to an American shop. stay tuned to see what happens.
A spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel, and they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke, he said, "Do not fear, I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air, and it went la 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 la. Lovely music went trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, the village they found by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all round. And just before dawn, paling of the sky, a stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry."
Right then, who fancies a little bit of a Christmas mischief? Right, here's the plan, guys. I don't know when this is going to work. This is live, so you're going to love live radio. Right, what we're going to do, we're going to ring up a shop in America. Now, I don't know whether you're aware, guys, but in America, most shops don't actually close for Christmas. It's not like over here in the UK. And a lot of shops and organisations and stuff actually stay open. So what I've done, I pulled together all the clips of Arnold Schwarzenegger from various films. You can tell Paul Atkinson's been busy on Christmas Day, hasn't he? Anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to string them together and try and make a bit of a phone call out of it with an unsuspecting person in the shop. I don't know whether it'll be a man or a woman to answer the phone, obviously, but should we give it a go and see how it goes? Now, listeners, shh. We have to be quiet. Don't want to give the game away, do we now? So, let me just see if this works. Let's hit a few buttons and let's hope it doesn't go horribly wrong, eh? Stay tuned, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Let's give this a go.
This is the Dollar Tree. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bear, and you?
Yeah.
Can I help you? Hello?
Yes.
May I help you?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. You want to have them answered immediately.
Okay.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Say what now? I didn't understand you.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
I got a customer that I'm ringing up right now, sir.
Stop whining.
I got to wait on the customer. So could you call back?
Yeah.
And there they go. Oh, I don't know what they made of that, eh? Merseyland Alternative Radio, it's Christmas night. Hope you're having a great time.
Morning, the snowman climbed out of the freezer and, gripping the boy firmly by the hand, began to run. Out of the garage, out into the snow, out across the garden, faster and faster, bounding and jumping, until suddenly the boy realized that they were flying.
The Snowman on MAR. God, it's not Christmas without that either, is it? The Snowman, an amazing, amazing animation. Anyway, welcome into your Christmas night on MAR. It's 9 o'clock, just gone. Paul Atkinson with you through until 10 o'clock, and I'm buzzing off that Arnold Schwarzenegger call. That went amazingly well. I've got a few clips to Judge Judy here. Do you reckon we do it again in a bit, guys? What do you reckon? You feeling naughty? I think we should do.
M.A.R. Liverpool's number one.
Snow Patrol now on M.A.R. And Run. Welcome to Christmas evening.
Right.
Snow Patrol there, and Run on Maryland Alternative Radio Christmas Night. Thank you very much for inviting us into your home on Christmas. We really do want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all the staff, engineers, and everyone involved in Maryland Alternative Radio. It is a privilege to spend Christmas with our listeners, and that's why we're going to do our very best to entertain you all over the Christmas period.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Right then, guys, for the next section I've had to drag Mr. Roger D away from his Chevy trifle and get his technical assistance. Right, we're going to do some more prank calls, and I say calls this time because they quickly got onto us quite fast last time and hung up after about 30 or 40 seconds, didn't they? So what we want, we've got a load of Judge Judy clips together this time, you know, off the TV, and what Mr. Roger D's let me know is that our phone system in the studio here can handle up to 10 calls at a time. So, Mr. D, if I look over my shoulder now, it's just queuing up the last couple, and we've got a few people on hold. Again, they're all shops and organisations in America. We've looked them all up on the internet, and they're all operating on Christmas Day. So, we're going to put a few prank calls into them, and if anyone hangs up on us after a few seconds or anything like that, we can go straight on to the next one, try and see how long we can keep it going. What do you reckon? So, remember, listener, again, shh, Don't give the game away. Be quiet. Listen. And let's see how long we can get away with this. So this is Judge Judy putting in a few prank calls. Let's just see if this works, eh? Right, so I've hit this button and then this button. Let's see how it goes. Well, that didn't work, did it? Right. Okay, where did that go wrong? Ah, there we go. Let's try that again. Live radio, you gotta love it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good. Yes. Tell me your name.
Okay, my name is Vera. How may I direct your call?
Tell me your last name.
Baker? What is it you need?
Yes. How old are you?
I don't think that's... Well, what I'm here to do is to help you with your computer.
Good. You work regularly? Just answer this question.
Thank you for calling IBM. My name is Mike, and how may I help you?
Good afternoon.
Yes, and how may I help you?
Tell me your name.
Mike.
Tell me your last name.
Damon, why?
What kind of work do you do?
I work at IBM to place service calls for clients.
Good. How many speeding violations have you had?
Pardon me, who's calling?
Miss Malone.
Pardon me?
Miss Malone. Right? Hello?
Yes. Did you want to place a service call, did you?
Yes.
Okay, and can I get the 4-digit machine type?
You take any prescribed medication, sir? Just answer this question.
I'm going to release this call if you don't answer my question.
No.
Thank you for contacting Walmart.com. My name is Natasha. I'm your assistant today. May I have your name, please?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Tell me your name.
Natasha.
Okay. How old are you?
Okay. How can I help you today?
2,000 and 1,500 does not add up to 3,100. Even I know that.
Ma'am.
Have I been respectful to you?
Hello?
Hello? How old are you? You still didn't give me an answer to my question.
Okay, ma'am. I don't have to provide you with my age.
What? I want you to speak slowly, speak clearly, so that I can understand you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling Walmart.com. My name is Natasha.
You may live as, hopefully, as long as I'm... But you're not as smart as I am yet. You work regularly?
Ma'am.
Yes! Hello?
Hi.
You still didn't give me an answer to my question.
And ma'am, I do apologize for that, but I'm unable to give you my age.
Oh, I don't believe a word of that. When you're here, I ask questions, you answer them. Unless I'm looking at you for an answer, do not speak. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a television set?
Do I have a television?
No! What kind of television set do you have? Hello?
Hello?
I want you to answer my question. My question is, what kind of television set do you have?
I don't have a television set, ma'am. I have a computer.
Okay. Is there anything you want to do about it? You can apologize. How's that? Try for an apology.
Okay, I do apologize, but I do not have a television. I do have a computer. Do you have any question regarding an account at Walmart.com?
Yes. Listen to me.
Okay, can I?
Listen to me.
Can I?
So you get Zippo, nada. I wouldn't lose too many nights sleep over that.
Ma'am?
Hello? What happened in April? There is no excuse for that.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for that. But once again, do you have any information regarding a Walmart.com account?
Yes.
Okay.
And you were incarcerated for a period of time, is that right?
No, ma'am.
When did you go to jail? Oh, I don't believe a word of that.
I'm going to do all my to provide me with information with a Walmart.com account. If not, I will have to hang up the phone.
Right! Okay? No. Have I been respectful to you?
Yes, ma'am. But once again, I ask you one more time, do you have any information regarding a Walmart.com account?
Yes! I will kill you! I'm a really smart lady. Somebody always is going to get the bad, worst part of the deal. Somebody's always going to end up the loser. Okay? I don't believe you. Sit down. You're fibbing.
Okay, well, thank you for contacting Walmart.com. We do appreciate your business.
No! Hello?
I am released from my file. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Mercyland Alternative Radio.
The child is a king, the carol a sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving. Love and laughter and joy. Just follow the master.
Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Forgetting, a time for forgiving and for forgetting.
Christmas is love, Christmas is peace.
A time for hating and fighting to cease.
How long did we get away with that last call? You got to remind the dedication of that lady. She wasn't giving up, especially for our station manager. That was Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine. Working hard to get our Christmas broadcast together was our Jackie Foster. A very, very special Merry Christmas to you. And we do appreciate everything you do for the station, Jackie. Never know. After New Year, you might get to put your feet up for a day or two. Paul Atkinson with you through until 10 o'clock, then Mr. Roger D's going to finish off your Christmas on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Thank you for inviting us into your home this festive time.
to Merseyland Alternative Radio.
This old house wants new children. This old house wants new wife. This old house was home of comfort as we focused on life. This old house wants rain left. This old house heard many shots. Now she trembles in the dark and that's the way the lane in the world's crowded.
Good old Shaky himself, this old house. It's a long time since you've heard that. I bet it's a long time since you want to hear it again as well, don't you? Merseyland Alternative Radio, it's Christmas night. Fast approaching 9:30. Now it's Paul Atkinson with you and through until 10 o'clock. Don't forget, if you want a request or dedication, you can text us 07504 464 678, or you can email us at mar@rock.com, and we can wish a very Merry Christmas to you and yours. Anyway, did you know the hanging stockings out comes from the Dutch custom of leaving shoes packed with food for St. Nicholas's donkeys, and in return he would leave small gifts? Jesus was probably born in a cave and not a wooden stable. Well, that's going to knack at the selling of those nativity scenes, isn't it? And that apparently is from biblical scholars. The abbreviation of Xmas isn't ill-religious, if I get my teeth in. Too much cherry trifle. The letter X is from the Greek abbreviation for Christ. The world's tallest Christmas tree was 221 foot high and was erected in Washington's shopping mall in 1950. The chances of a white Christmas are just 1 in 10 in England and Wales and 1 in 6 in Scotland and Northern Ireland. And many theologians even estimate that Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December, but actually sometime in September between 6 BC and 30 AD. And before turkey was the traditional Christmas meal in England, it was a pig's head and mustard. Personally, I'll stick to me turkey. Did you also know, for those recyclers amongst you, that you can actually eat most of a Christmas tree? That's right. I'll bring you the full details on what parts of a Christmas tree you can eat in a moment, but yes, don't throw your Christmas tree away at the end of the year, you can eat them. But it's probably a good idea to disconnect those lights before you start munching on your tree.
M.A.R. Liverpool's number one.
He's up in here tonight.
No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
Picasa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. Hey. So be wise. Sí. And keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing.
And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go. Real slow. Baby, I see it's perfect. I know I'm on tonight, yeah. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Half done to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Yeah, I am a fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country.
I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
us? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Boop, boop, zoop, boop, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we own our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Happy holidays from
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The rock goes on.
We'll be right back.
is sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our
house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Madness, definitely. Christmas Madness on MAR. And I was saying before, the Christmas tree is a good tree, but apparently the bark can be boiled up into a soup and the needles are particularly high in vitamin C. So there you go, educational as well as entertaining this Christmas night, Merseyland Alternative Radio, as we move on with Weird Al's take on how Christmas is in this day and age.
AR, Liverpool's number one.
Let us
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. On your rooftop or Jack Frost on your windowsill, but if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero, just seconds left to go.
We're gonna get nuked on the
last name, Caholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Jock Strap. Is I.P. Freely here? Hey, is there a Butts here? Seymour Butts? Homosexual? My crotch? Amanda Huggenkiss? Huge ass? Ivana Tinko? I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Good times, great music.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Another iconic Christmas track there, Slade, Merry Christmas everyone, Merseyland Alternative Radio 10 to 10, Mr. Roger D's up at 10 o'clock, until then a few more tracks from Paul Atkinson, and the next one I'm going to dedicate especially to Mrs. Atkinson, and it's Waiting for a Star to Fall by Boy Meets Girl. Merry Christmas Mrs. Atkinson.
Thank you.
especially from Miss Saxon there, Boy Meets Girl, Waiting for a Starter for Merseyland Alternative Radio Christmas Night. Only another 5 minutes left of me, you'll be pleased to know. Mr. Roger D is up at 10 o'clock. If you want a live request, give him a text or a phone call, 07504 464 678, or you can email him at mar@rock.com. And don't forget, baby, it's cold outside.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, but I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I know, this evening has been...
I've been hoping you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
ice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, once you're
hurt. Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
But sure, please don't hurry. Some records on the lap.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
But it's cold outside. No. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, but the answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
No. The welcome has been...
How lucky that you dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the dawn.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just another one of those funny cigarettes.
Are you getting the right idea?
Nice. I've got to go home.
Baby, it's bad out there.
No, no. Will you lend me a car?
No cabs to be had out there.
What a mess. You've really been grand.
I throw when you touch my
hand. But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
It's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Don't hold out. You know, it's freezing outside. I wouldn't like to see a girl like you out there.
Well, all right, well, you kind of talked me into it. Okay.
In the season of Christmas, from all of us to you,
Merseyland Alternative Radio. Merseyland Alternative Radio. Radio.
Well, it's that time. It's time for me to make my leave of absence from here. But don't worry, I'm back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with the top 20 of the 90s. That's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Boxing Day, on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Mr. Roger D is up next at 10 o'clock, and he'll be taking you through till, well, either when he passes out in the Chevy Trifle or until the listeners pass out. Let's be honest with you, it's been a long, long day, especially for those with kids who've probably been up since about midnight last night. Anyway, thanks for listening, thanks for inviting Merseyland Alternative Radio into your home with this festive period. And to other festive periods, Mrs. Atkinson's just turned up with some more Chevy Trifle.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Hey, Mrs. Axon said, I don't think Mr. Roger D needs any more encouragement. He's already on his force ball. He won't be able to see straight. So, there you go. Don't forget, if you want a live request or dedication on Roger's show, the number to text, and not call, as I got slapped by Jackie Frost for saying a second ago, text only, is 07504464678. You can email him at mar@rock.com, or on Facebook at MAR Pirates. So, I'm back with you here, Boxing Day morning, 10 o'clock, hopefully with you all hangover free. And we'll walk down the top 20 hits of the 1990s. Until then, I'll leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Roger D, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Alternative Radio. The Rock goes on.